Hey everybody, this is Dan Jarms, and this is the podcast One Simple Truth, where we take the all-sufficient word of God and apply it to one issue of our life that we are facing right now. Noticed even in my interactions with my fellow pastors and elders that there's this growing frustration or tension and testiness even, as we just constantly try to navigate what is now the reopening side of churches. And we have some things that are beginning to reopen, but even so, the reopening process is fraught with so many restrictions, it hardly feels like it's going to be church. So what do we do with these feelings of restriction? Well, yesterday we looked at the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and he said this: "We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So that feeling of restriction, even as some things reopen, that feeling of restriction has some of us on edge. What is God's antidote for this? 16, 17, and 18, 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul gives us an antidote for all times, beginning with rejoice always. How can he say to rejoice always? The Thessalonians were facing prison sentences and beatings and persecution, and yet he tells them to rejoice always. We're facing coronavirus restrictions and governmental restrictions for meeting. How can we rejoice always? We always track our rejoicing back to the love of God found in Christ Jesus. Jesus' death for sinners, his resurrection, the defeat of the great guilt and shame of sin, and then the promise of new life and eternal life makes the believer walk through any number of the epistles of the Apostle Paul to count our spiritual blessings. We have so many possessions, and we have a life to come full of joy. And for this reason, we can rejoice always. Corrie Ten Boom, one of the famous stories about her when she entered the Nazi concentration camp after her arrest, was overwhelmed by anxiety and despair. And as she turned to the discipline of prayer, she thought of every person she could and began to pray for them. And soon she found her despair lifting because her focus wasn't on herself, her focus was on others. And so, are you feeling restricted? Start circling from the close relationships in your life to the far relationships in your life, praying for each of their spiritual well-being, joy, and any other needs you have, and soon you will find your focus on God and what he can do instead of what you feel restricted or discouraged about. Finally, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. A lot of the angst, a lot of the restrictions have as much to do with our kingdom being violated as they do with anything else. Is it really about our rights as Americans, or is it about my kingdom and not getting to do what I want? Well, God has a call for us. Give thanks in all circumstances. You should be able to find a dozen reasons, even amidst this pandemic, to see God's grace at work in Christ, in the people around you, in the church, in your leaders, in your fellow brothers and sisters in the church. And so again, start giving thanks in your prayers for all of those things and get the focus off of what you are being restricted from and what God is doing in marvelous ways. We have had so many good conversations with neighbors. We have had so many good conversations with people at church that it has been an incredible blessing to us. So are you feeling restricted, and is that causing you angst and anxiety, anger, frustration? Well, the Apostle Paul, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Next couple days, I'm going to tackle an interesting question. Should the Christian fear death? Tomorrow, I'm going to answer yes, and on the next day, I'm going to answer no. We're going to look at the two sides of this interesting question. Stay tuned for the next podcast of One Simple Truth.